Please open your books at page 214. Let's do the exercise in lesson 46.
请同学们打开课本214页，我们共同来做一下46课的练习题。
Okay, vocabulary. The first word, increasingly.
逐渐增加的 increasingly means what? 最简单的示意方法 more and more.
Got it?
More and more. Okay. Plead ignorance. In Chinese, 找借口辩解说不知情。
So in English, get an excuse for not knowing. Get an excuse for not knowing. Okay.
Next, gilly embark on the task. Gilly means happily. Embark on, you know, start, right? The task, you know, the job. So, happily start the job. But embark on is much more formal than start. 那你要知道 embark on 这是非常正式的用法啊。
Next, installing,
安装固定。
So what do I mean?
Fixing, yes, okay. Novice, in tennis 新手。
So, beginners, right?
Beginner,
learner,
right?
Okay. Or green hand, yeah. Or fresh hand.
Okay, good. Repeatedly. 反反复复的 repeatedly 重复的 so.
What?
Again and again,
yeah.
In fact, we can say renewedly.
Uh-huh.
Renew, R-E-N-E-W. 那么这里需要运用的是 renewed. Renewed 形容词被重复的。那么它的副词形式呢 renewedly、yeah.
OK, multiple choice questions 我们来看看多项选择题 Number one Why did the writer's wife suggest calling a man to look at the moor?
那么为什么建议找一个人来、修修这个割草机呢
Why?
OK
Yeah, wait to see She suspect it would otherwise remain unrepaired and grass uncut.
In fact, what she had in her mind was right. 我们应该说她头脑中的这种想法是完全正确的。
Yeah, okay.
那么我要求大家把握住这个 suspect, 在其后省略的一个 that, 表示怀疑怀疑什么事情，其后的连接词肯定是 that. 而如果我们用 doubt, 那么其后的连接词往往用的是 whether, 啊。因为 suspect 本身是表示非常肯定的意味虽然译作为怀疑 OK 同时要求同学们把握住 remain unrepaired and what uncut 同学们发现这里是采用了两个动词所变成的形容词 repair repaired unrepaired OK 依旧没有被修好而这草呢依旧没有被割掉 right
Number two, the writer decided to dismantle the moor because dismantle, you know, take apart.
他决定要把它拆开，那是因为怎么样呢
？What?
Yeah, we choose dog. What repairs he had already carried out had not proved adequate.
Yeah, okay.
请同学们注意这个表达方式。根据原文特点，我们想想看，这儿拧一拧，那儿紧一紧，或者是滴滴油，那么这些修理都是。不充分的不够的
That's the reason why he decided to dismantle it
Right? 那就是他决定要把它拆开的原因了好注意力形容词 adequate adequate means what?
enough
got it? 啊，我们讲的如何运用 enough
adequate sufficient ample、
啊、注意这几个形容词的辨析 So what repairs he had already carried out?这是由 what 所引导的一个主语从句我要求大家把第四个选项的一个表达语句背熟那么他已经进行了这种修理 had not proved adequate 证实呢不够充分 right?
carry out you know carry out something
and number three the writer's house is now surrounded by a jungle because let's say they let the grass grow right 千万之一让这草一直生长着
Okay, why?
Mm-hmm. So, we choose dog. His wife was not prepared to let him buy a new lawnmower. So, do you remember? The husband told his wife, Either,
you what?
Either, you had to buy a new lawnmower or let the grass grow, right?
Yeah. 那么他曾经告诉妻子说要么你
就买一新的割草机，要么再让这草呢干脆去生长算了哈。所以他的妻子是怎么样，不愿意买割草机哈。注意第四个选项当中我们所出现短语 be prepared to do means be willing to do. So was not prepared to, that is a was unwilling to. Got it?Now key structure, that we are dependent on specialized labor as we used to be. 好，第四题是一个重点题，我们主要是掌握这个结构形式。明显同学们发现有了 as we used to be, 不像我们过像我们那过去那样 right? As. 所以这明显是一个比较 as 句型 right? 根据原文的知识，我们不再像过去那样依赖于专业工人了。 So which one? Yes, see.We are not nearly as dependent on specialized labor as we used to be. 我们重点主要是要求大家把握着 we used to be. 这个 be 动词可否省略掉？不行。为什么？主句的 we 动词是 be 动词，这时候节略应该节略到 to be， 而主句的 we 动词是一个实义动词、行为动词，我们节略在 to、For example, he doesn't.Work as hard as he used to. Got it? 言外之意，现在他不像过去那么努力了。He doesn't work as hard as he used to. Right? Number five. Whatever it is, a fuse light, furniture, clogged pipe, broken down vacuum cleaner. 同学们注意到这 broken down 了吗？我昨天给同学们曾经重点讲到过了，表示弄坏了的几个表达方式，同学们是否还记得啊？好，那么同学们注意看看这个表达方式，我们这属于平行结构，它和原文采用了不同的表达方式。Fused light 被烧断了的电阻丝的灯泡，摇摇晃晃的家具，用 clogged pipe 被堵塞了的管子。Broken down 用过去分词，被弄坏了的 vacuum cleaner。所以你发现这里应该需要用的是形容词结构 ，right？ Yeah。哪一个表达方式才表示摇摇晃晃的？我们既然确定了需要的是形容词做定语，那么你来确定看看 A 选项 shake，you know shake？ 嗯哼，那么这个词性根本。不对 ，Yeah, OK。那么再看 B 选项 ，shaken furniture， 不用看 shaken 是否对头，那么我们看这个它就已经是错误的了。Why furniture is uncountable noun， 它是不可数名词，所以答案只能选择 dog shaky， Yeah， shaky 摇摇晃晃的。那么同学们在46课课文当中，我们学到了这个形容词 rickety， right？ 啊，就替代了这个 rickety。Now number six, my wife said to me, darling, call someone in to look at the lawnmower. You know, my wife suggested that we should call in a man to look at our lawnmower. 在原文当中他用的是间接表达法，用的动词 suggest. So, when we suggest doing something, we often use the key structure, why don't you, or why not, got it?在提建议的时候，都经常运用的句子结构形式无非是 why don't you 或者是 why not 啊？我们为什么不去散散步呢？ Why don't we go for a walk? Right? Why not go for a walk? 啊，如果直接运用 not， 我们把这里的人称代词应该省略掉。哎，所以答案应该选择的是 A 呀、yeah ，或者直截了当表达为 why not call someone in 更简单。Now number seven, which I'll promise to get around one day. 好，这是我们在课文当中要求大家把握的一个重点关键的动词短语。Get around to do 是吗？ Get around to doing. 要注意表示抽时间来做某事。Get around to doing. 这里的 to 它是一个介词。或者表达为 come around to doing. Still remember my example?After 2 days delay, he got around to writing the letter. 这个例句同学们还记得吧？ Yeah. 所以我们答案应该选择的是 boy. Yeah. Now vocabulary number 8. To plead ignorance of subject is no longer a what? For there are, you know, there are what? Countless do-it-yourself publications. 因为有太多有关于自己动手做的一些出版物了，所以你再找借口。 辩解对某个课题不知情，那已经不再是一个合乎情理的借口了 right？ 对啊。那么根据文章中的这个语义，请同学们看看我们应该选用的表达方式应该是哪一个答案。Dog？ 咱们看看是否选择 dog。 Reasonable allowance， reasonable 合乎情理的形容词用的完全正确，但是 allowance 这个名词的概念是什么？均贴，允许， OK， 所以与题意不符。那么再看 A 选项 wise precaution， wise precaution called precaution 的含义是什么？预防措施，采取措施 take precautions， take precautions、那么显然在这里所需要的应该是一个借口 right？ 所以我们根据这个 plead ignorance， 所以答案应该选择是 C， excuse。 即便这形容词你不认识，但是根据这个主体的名词，同学们就能够选定答案应该是 C 啊，一定要注意。请同学们注意 excuse 之前的形容词 legitimate， 注意它的发音啊。legitimate it means reasonable， 这是比较正式一个词汇，它就相当于 reasonable 啊。那么 B 选项 literary， literary 是文学上的 literary discussion， 文学上的讨论。OK， number nine， men what spend hours of their leisure time on do it yourself， 那特别是男人把更多的余下时间花在自己动手做这事上。我们表示特别尤其是常用的两个表达方式 particularly especially right， yeah， 所以答案应该是 boy， yeah。 Number ten， some women assume that their husbands will somehow put things right， 在原文当中我们采用动词短语 put things right， 纠正错误，把什么修理好，那么言外之意使之一切正常 right， so put things in order， yeah， ok， so we choose A。